إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون، ماذا يريد الإسلام من المرأة ولها، وماذا يريد الآخرون؟ يقول الله تعالى: الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم، فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله، واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن فعظوهن واهجروهن في المضاجع واضربوهن، فإن أطعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا، إن الله كان عليا كبيرا. ويقول الله تعالى: لينفق ذو سعة من سعته، ومن قدر عليه رزقه فلينفق مما آتاه الله، لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها، سيجعل الله بعد عسر يسرا. فالله تعالى يجعل الرجل هو المسؤول عن الإنفاق على حسب استطاعته، وجعل المرأة مسؤولة عن بيتها وأبنائها. وهؤلاء يقولون إن من إنصاف المرأة أن تخرج للعمل، شأنها شأن الرجل، ولا يأخذون بالاعتبار ما لو أدى ذلك إلى اتخاذها أما أخرى ترعى لها أبنائها. ما أفقد الأبناء معنى الأمومة والشعور بالحنان وانعدام العلاقة الحميمية بين الأم وبنيها. فالقوامة بمعناها الحقيقي الكامل الدال على أن المؤسسة الأسرية الناجحة هي تلك التي يتشاطر فيها أفرادها الأدوار، ولا يكون فيها ازدواجية كما هو الحال في المؤسسات الأخرى، لا تجد أن كل العاملين فيها باعة مثلا، ولا أنهم جميعا عمالا، بل لا بد من توزيع المهام ليكون العمل ناجحا. فكيف بالله عليكم يراد لأعظم وأقدس مؤسسة عرفتها البشرية أن يكون طرفاها متماثلين في الحقوق والواجبات، وهم أعني أولئك الآخرون، مع ذلك لا يعدلون مع المرأة، فإنهم يريدون أن يساووا بين الرجل والمرأة في العمل، سهلا كان أو صعبا، قريبا كان أو بعيدا. فهم يقولون بخروجها للعمل وقيادتها للسيارة الخاصة بها أو الأجرة أو الشاحنة أو ربما سفينة أو طائرة مدنية أو حربية، كل ذلك في زعمهم أنه من إنصاف المرأة، ومع أنهم بذلك يحرمونها من البقاء مع أبنائها، ويحرمون أبنائها من حنان أمهم وعطفها، إلا أنهم يقولون أن من حقها الخروج كالرجل ولا حق للأبناء فيها. فأي إنصاف يزعمون، وأي مطية جور هم يركبون؟ ثم مع ذلك كله لا ينظرون إلى كونها من يحمل ولا يحمل الرجل، وما ذلك إلا لأن الله خلقها لذلك، ولا قدرة لهم على تغيير ذلك. فأين الإنصاف أيها الظالمون؟ قالوا بأن يكون لها دخل مالي تعول به نفسها ولا يكون للرجل منة ولا فضلا عليها، فهل بالله عليكم قد أنصفوها؟ أم أنصفها من ألزم الرجل بالعمل والتكسب والإنفاق عليها؟ حتى لقد جاء الخليل إبراهيم عليه السلام إلى بيت ابنه إسماعيل فسأل امرأته أين هو؟ قال الذئب يصطاد لنا. فهل تراه؟ قال لها ولم لا تذهبين أنت فتصطادين؟ فأي الفريقين يريد للمرأة الفضل لا الإنصاف فقط؟ ولما قال النبي الكريم عليه السلام لمعاوية القشيري حين قال قلت يا رسول الله ما حق زوجة أحدنا عليه؟ قال أن تطعمها إذا طعمت وتكسوها إذا اكتسيت. وفي الحديث أن رجلا جاء ليكتتب في الجهاد وقد خرجت امرأته حاجة فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ارجع وحج مع امرأتك. فمن تراه أنصف المرأة؟ ومن أراد لها الخير؟ أهو من يطالبها بالخروج للعمل بدلا من القرار في البيت وأراد لها مزاحمة الرجال، أم من أراها من الكد وألزم الزوج والأب والأخ والابن أن يقوموا بخدمتها تماما كملكة في خلية نحل؟ أترك فيما هنا الحكم لكم أنتم أيها السادة الفضلاء، وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أعز المرأة وأخدمها رجالا وجعل حراسها أبا وعما وخالا، والصلاة والسلام على أكرم الخلق آلا، وهو القائل خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي، وهو القائل من عال جاريتين حتى يدركا دخلت أنا وهو الجنة كآتين، رواه مسلم. وهو القائل استوصوا بالنساء خيرا، متفق عليه. فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وذريته وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، يجلب دعاة تحرير المرأة من طاعتها لربها والتزامها بهدي أسلافها من أمهات المؤمنين يجلبون لتحقيق مآربهم بخيلهم ورجلهم، يعينهم على ذلك ضعف المرأة التي رأت في الذئب حارسا أمينا منخدعة بمعسول الكلام الخالي من كل خير إلا من ذكر اسم الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام، حين إيرادهم أحاديث لا تثبت إليه بصلة زاعمين أن المرأة كانت تخالط الرجال على عهده ولم تكن تغطي وجهها عنهم، وكانت تسافر وحدها وتقود بعيرها، وكأننا وكأنها أميون لا نحسن قراءة كتب الحديث والتأريخ والسير، لنقف وتقف أختنا معنا على ما يثبت أن القوم في دعواهم خواء عن الدليل، وأنهم من سيقود المرأة إلى كل ويل أرادوا أن لا يتحملوا خدمتها، فزعموا أنهم رعاة قضيتها وناصروا حقوقها، فقالوا إن المرأة لا الحق في قيادة السيارة، وهل هذا هو ما سيخلصها من التوتر الطبيعي الذي تجده حين حيضها؟ أم أن قيادة المرأة للسيارة هو الأمر المفقود الذي سيعيد لها راحتها حين تمكث لترضع طفلها؟ أم أن المرأة للسيارة هو ما سيصلح مزاجها أو حين يجهدها الطلق؟ كل ذلك وزوجها وأخوها وأبوها من دعا إلى قيادتها للسيارة فارا بنفسي عن خدمتها سيقول لها إنا مشغولون عنك، فقودي سيارتي مصيرك واخرجي إلى مشفأتيك لاحقا بالهدايا. فيا له إذا من عز فقيد للمرأة تسترده بعد أن كان الرجل بأمر الشارع لها خادمة. أيها الناس، قد قرأنا عليكم يا رعاكم الله جمعتنا الماضية حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم القائل فيه: سيأتي على الناس سنوات خداعات، يصدق فيها الكاذب ويكذب فيها الصادق، ويؤتمن فيها الخائن ويخون الأمين، وينطق فيها الرويبضة. قيل: وما الرويبضة يا رسول الله؟ قال: الرجل التافه. قال: الرجل التافه يتكلم في أمر العامة. أخرجه أحمد وابن ماجه والحاكم، وقال الألباني صحيح الإسناد. فإن لم تكن هذه هي تلك السنوات التي عناها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين أن يتهم العلماء حماة المرأة بأنهم هم من ضيعها وسلبها حقوقها، لأنهم حجبوها وصانوها عن توترات قيادة السيارة. ألا إلا الغم والاكتئاب. فتكون إذن تلك السنوات إن لم تكن هذه هي. فاللهم اعصمنا من الزلل ووفقنا لصالح القول والعمل. عباد الله، إن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وسنى فيه ملائكته المسبحين بقدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل حكيم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. فاللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك وأنعم على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه ومن سلك دربه ونهج نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا
عن احسان الاقوال.
الحمد لله سلامه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهدى إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، نعم، this خطبة today which was about we began خطبة الحاجة as usual, as it is the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And after that I said, all Muslims, what does Islam and for her? What does the others? What do the others want? Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم. The men are the ones who have responsibility, and that is by what Allah Ta'ala made them or gave them of the with what they spent. Of their wealth. مما آتاه الله لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها سيجعل الله بعد عسر يسرا. لدوانهم الله تعالى expanded in his risk sustenance to on his family as Allah Ta'ala bestowed his grace on him. As little, let him to give it upon one soul more than what he subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it. And then Allah Ta'ala said, Allah will make an ease after every difficulty. So Allah Ta'ala made the man is the one who is responsible of spending upon his ability, not upon his wish, but upon his ability. And may the woman to be responsible of the house, hall. But these people say that from the justice with woman is to let her go out for work. Exactly like the man. And they never consider leave have another mother for the children. Another mother for the children to take care of them in the absence of the mother while she goes for work. What made the children to lose the meaning of motherhood and to lose the feeling of emotion and make the emotional relation between the children to be so the Qawama, the authority or the power that Allah Ta'ala gave to the man, the real one, or it proves that the family establishment or the successful family establishment would like to call it, is that one where the whole members of this family, everyone in the family get his own duty to do and responsibility to carry out. Exactly, and there will never be a double duty for one of them. The man can be the man and the woman. And the woman cannot be the woman and the man at the same time. Exactly like any other business establishment. You won't find all of this business establishment buyers, for example. Who is then the storekeeper? Who is the finance? Who's the director? Who's the manager? If they are all buyers, I never come across any company that all the company are buyers, or all company are masons, or all company are electricians, or all company and directors. It cannot work like that. And they know that very well. However, they said this is not exactly the same issue of our subject, which is the family. So to them, the family is much less important than the business company. So how would they consider the best, the greatest, the oldest, and the most glory company, if we would call it, which is the family, to have the two members have the same rights, same duties, same responsibilities. They both go out for work and they both come back at the end of the day to rest, sleep. One doesn't find nothing to eat. No one wash any other's clothes. And the children look to these clowns coming and going, don't know who they are. It never happened even with the, and I'm sorry to say that, but it never happened even with the dogs' families, cats' families, rats' families. You don't see that. You see the mother always taking care of the children. Except for human, they want to have no mother, no father. There are only two members of this family. And everyone should go on, help yourself. Even the baby should change his bumpers himself. This is what they, at the end, want to go to. No identity for human. And unfortunately, to say it, Not even we go to the level of animals. I wish they stop us by the level of animals. Where at least our children can have a mother. But unfortunately, they don't want us to have a mother. They don't want us to have a mother. And Islam guarantees all these relations in a perfect way. In a perfect way. They say that the mother, that the woman must be like the man. Goes for work. Difficult, easy work, she has to go. To limit now you see woman working in construction. Subhanallah. And when she's pregnant, what she's going to do? She's going to continue working as a mason, for example. Subhanallah. And they don't care if this work is near or far. So if the work is far, as in many occasions, the work is far, and she gets a call from the housemaid saying that your child hurt himself with the knife or burned his hand with the cook, or he or she swallowed something dangerous. Imagine what kind of job she can get now. When she's far away, she's going to go crazy. Now, I would stand with them and I say, you cannot leave the world. You have to burn your heart as you have stepped on it. As you have kicked it. Now, you woman, who I don't like to call your mother anymore, have to stay away from these children. Leave them for their destiny. Maybe a dog, female dog, come and breastfeed them. Maybe a female cat come and lick them. So they feel the emotion. As these people only running after money, they don't care about any relations. This is the greatest business ever known for human, the family business. The mother got to be mother. And the father has to be a man. Unfortunately, most of them are not men today. Are not men. They want to remain sitting at home and the woman go and work. Subhanallah. Or maybe he says, you and I will go work and everyone uses his income his way. Because he's so greedy and selfish, he doesn't want to buy nothing for them. And then they donate something for the children. There are some orphans in the house. So they donate something for them. Subhanallah. And maybe, and they say she has to drive the car. She has to drive. This is her right to drive. Subhanallah. And maybe her private car, or maybe a limousine, or maybe a taxi. Or maybe a taxi. Or maybe a truck. She drives a truck to transfer merchandise from one place to another. Or maybe a plane or a ship, and maybe civilian or military. We don't know. All this, as they claim, is the right of the woman. You Muslims are taking the right of the woman. Because you Muslims want to taste the sweetness of the sweat. You men, you Muslim men, are very bad people. You just want to be under the sun burning your skin, leaving this mesquite woman in the air conditioning room, relaxing on a very flexible bed, eating nice food. This is not good. You men, Muslim men are not good. You Muslim men are not good. Because you want to treat this woman as a queen. She is a servant, she is not a queen. We the Muslims treat her like a queen. But they don't want that, they don't like it. They prevent her from staying with her children and prevent the children from the emotion of their mother.
But still, they say it is her right to go out, and the children has nothing, has no right with this woman. So which justice they claim for? Which justice? I don't know. However, they are riding over method of unjust. And I'm wondering, they say justice, justice with the woman. And justice to them is to let her go out and work. Let her drive. Let her do whatever she wants. And at the end, they don't care about her. They don't care about her. They, the bosses, and in the company where she works, because we allow the woman to work. We have women working here in Saudi Arabia. The schools here are all women. The girls' school are all women. They say, no, this is bad. Why you segregate between them? Let the women teach the men, and the men teach the women. Subhanallah, why is that? Maybe we are blind, why is that? They say, this is to have the exchange of experiences. What experiences? What experiences women cannot exchange with each other? What experiences? Yani the man is going to show her how to use the bin, or he is going to show her how to use the ruler, maybe. As a woman cannot show the woman how to use these things. Subhanallah. And look to her when she get pregnant and her production get little and get less. Her boss would say, look, this is the last warning. Last warning, I'm going to transfer you. Or maybe terminate you. Or maybe you can retire. Or maybe have non-paid holidays until you get, until you deliver your baby. She then cries, no, I need money because my husband, there's the agreement, the pledge is not to pay me nothing. So for another 3-4 months, she's going to find no money. Because the husband will tell her, no, you wanted that, you claim for that, I'm not going to pay. Khalas, it's the agreement. This is the agreement. You want to go back to work? Abort your baby, khalas. Don't get pregnant. All women who want to work, they should not get pregnant. And by that we get rid of human beings. We don't want human beings anymore. This planet is not enough for all. Human beings and donkeys. Donkeys should stay here. But human beings need to go somewhere else. And they say, she has to have her own income. The man must not find himself donating nothing or paying nothing to her. Who then is the just with the woman? Who is the one who is just with the woman? These people or Islam, who made it obligatory upon the man to go and work, carry rocks, knock down mountains, dive into the depth of the oceans, get money, feed your wife, feed your mother, feed your sister, feed your daughter, your aunt. Who's then the just? The one who made the man? And I'm wondering, they should claim that this is the justice of men, not justice of women. Because we men are suffering, we are working under the sun. But they say, the justice is to let her work under the sun. You are using the sun alone? What's this? You want the sun to be for you alone? That's not justice, eh? You only want to taste how terrible it is when you work. Subhanallah. Ibrahim, alayhi salam, came to his son's house, Ismail, and knocked the door. His wife answered, who's this? He said, where's Ismail? She said, Ismail went hunting for us. Have you ever heard that Ibrahim said, why you make my son go and hunt for you? Why didn't you go and hunt? Let a lion eat you. Or a snake to bite you, or a scorpion to sting you. He didn't say that because this is the nature that Allah Ta'ala created human being on. He find it normal. She's remaining home, and he went out to bring food. That's his duty. And that's why we men are rough. Women are soft. We have the duty of getting the incomes. We have the duty of protecting this family. She must not be the one who go and bring the income and carry the gun to protect the family. It's not correct for you to stay home under the blanket shaking because there is a thief in the yard and she goes with the stick and fight with the thief. This is not correct. That's what they want. That's what they want. And when Muawiyah al-Qushayri asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, what is the right of the wife of one of us? What is the right upon us? Upon him. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you feed her whenever you eat. SubhanAllah. Why? If she has to go and find her food, her own, why should I feed her? Now, is Rasulullah ﷺ unjust with the woman because he's forcing the man to feed her? I'm wondering. And he said, وَتَكْسُوهَا إِذَكْتَسَيْتْ. And you, whenever you buy new clothes for yourself, you make sure you buy one for her. And he never said to her, you have to buy a clothes for your husband. He never said that. But the husband has to go and find income and buy whatsoever his wife needs. And in the hadith, a man came to Rasulullah saying, Ya Rasulullah, I want to apply for jihad. Rasulullah accepted him. In a while, the man said, Ya Rasulullah, my wife went on the journey of Hajj. Rasulullah said, what? You have to go now. Go and do Hajj with her. You don't let her take this journey alone. SubhanAllah. He stopped him from the jihad that Isa sallam wanted people to be with him in it. But he said, no, your wife has more right than me. Go there. Go there. Go with your wife. Yet they said, this is not justice. He should let half this woman travel alone. Why this oppression? Why you say he go and accompany her? As if there is a well and she wants to drink water, she has to jump and break her neck inside. Or if there is a lion on the street, on the way, she has to fight with this lion and maybe slaughter the lion and eat because the man is so coward, he cannot. Yani, subhanAllah. So, Islam told her to remain seated home and forced the man to go work and provide her everything exactly like the queen in the palace. And all the soldiers and workers go work and bring her. SubhanAllah. Look to the bee. One queen and everyone else is a worker. One queen. But they want no queen. They want no queen. And the reason behind that, honestly, because yani, there are some other yani, consequences. They say she has to go work. And when she goes work, like today now they say, she cannot work with hijab. Right? And she has to drive, but she cannot drive with hijab. What is behind that all? She cannot remain home. We cannot see her. Why? We want to see this beautiful body. We want to see this beautiful face. Every man this is the real claim. Every man has the right to enjoy looking to every woman. That is the claim behind it. Believe me, that is the claim. That is the claim, nothing else. If they worry about women, help the husband, pay him something more, increase his salary, so he spends on his family. But they say, no, 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 no. She has to go out. All right. Find an environment that fits her, all women. No, 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 no. They must have a man. These female tailors who make women clothes, they have to have a man supervisor there who can tell them what to do. And at the same time, that factory which makes the trousers of men must have a supervisor woman, because she always wears the trousers, she knows better than the man. This is something very silly. I'm wondering how we are living in this era. The second khutbah, I said, Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah, the one who made a lot of servants for women, men, and made her guardians, the father, the uncle, and the others. Peace and blessings be upon the one who has the best family. The one who said, the best of you is the best to his family, and I am the best amongst you all to my family. The one who said, who took care of two girls until they reach the age of maturity, he and I will be in the Jannah like this. And he joined between the index finger and the middle one. And the one who said, Istawsu bin nisa'i khayra, take more care about women. Be good to the woman. To the woman. All women. He said all women. Wife, mother, daughter, sister, aunt. But look to the places, to the countries where they claim that the woman has to go out and walk, has to drive. Where are the rights of these qualities? Where is the right of mother? Once a year, they have a celebration. The Mother's Day. The Mother's Day. What a beautiful children they are. Once a year. And in most occasions, they celebrate with themselves without the mother. The mother is somewhere kicked, maybe by the husband. In Islam, it is clearly said, first you worship your Lord, second you be dutiful and thankful to your parents. The man came to Rasulullah and said, who has more right with me to accompany? He said, your mother. Okay, I understand that. Next, your mother. Next, your mother. Next, your father. Three times mother, but we are not taking care of the woman. Look. Subhanallah. Those people who are claiming for freeing the woman, as they say, freeing the woman, freeing her from her obedience to her Lord, and freeing her from following the way of the mothers of believers. And these people are using any means to reach their goal. Any means to reach their goal. Helping them, one unfortunate factor, which is the weakness of the woman. Because the woman is weak. And she believes, emotionally she is weak. Once she looked to a TV episode talking about this issue, she cries. She says, yes. Why I'm all these years don't have my rights? Why I don't drive? Subhanallah. And I ask one question, ikhwan. One question. Who finds a president drive his car? Is it something good. Or when you see the president driven, a driver there, and too many cars around, and, you know, and telling, everyone, away, away, this is the president. Or when he drives just like everyone else. No one says that. It is better when the president drives like everyone else. No one says that. And even not only president, a rich man comes out of his house, villa, palace. His hand even never touched the knob of the door. Someone opened the knob. Yes, sir. He comes by the car. One man there opens the door. Yes, sir. And closes the door smoothly. And then a driver there. Yes, sir, where to go? He tells him where to go. And he comes there, open the door for him. And remain outside. Here in Saudi Arabia, we do this. We drive our families, for example, to the hospital, latest section. We stay outside, like this driver. I do that many times, all the time. Like a driver. I go with him to the market, I myself, I don't tell you someone else. And I'm always behind her. She wants anything, she whispers to me. I want this. Hey, we want this. People think that she's princess and I'm a slave. And I'm happy. I'm happy. Because this is the way we are told to treat our women. Wife, mother, daughter, sister. But they there? No. They say ladies first. You know why? Because when they open the balcony, the door of balcony, she goes first and then they kick her out. Not as a respect. The respect is not only to make her first. The respect is to show the real respect. To show the real respect. In the house, I'm the king. She is the servant. She always say, yes, sir. What food should I serve you? Like if I'm in the palace, I'm sitting there, and a lot of servants. I'm the king in the house. Outside, she's the queen. That is how we are taught to treat the woman. I don't want to say that always she's the queen, so we become real slaves. No, no, no. It's a kind of an alternative, you know, position. Outside, she's highly respected, protected, served, exactly like a queen. In the house, she must treat me nice. At least between her and I. Exactly like when the queen is happy of this servant, she calls him to the office, come, come. And she gives him an hour, money whatsoever, because she's happy of him. So these people say that the mother and the deceiver by nice speech, and it is free of all the goodness, except for that when they mention the name of Rasulullah, when they mention a hadith which is not authentic. Because how can they support their opinion? I mean, the Muslim ones of them, the Muslims who claim woman driving, woman going for work, they only, yani their speech, you don't see any goodness in it. Any good in it. Except when they mention the name of Rasulullah. You know why they mention it? Because they bring a hadith which are not authentic. Say, Akhi, but Rasulullah said, and that time only. On many occasions, they don't say Rasulullah, they say, the Rasul said, maybe that is the only good word they have ever said. But other than that, no good in their speech. They claim, when they mention the name of Rasulullah, they say, look, akhi, you mutawwi, you're a practicer, but you don't do like Rasulullah. Look, the Rasul, in his time, the woman used to go out, even not covering her face. And she was mixing with the men. And she used to travel alone. And she used to drive her camel. Drive. Yani in their way. They don't say drive, but I just say it because they use drive for car. They don't know that I for myself, I never come to know that a woman used to ride on her camel alone. We have something called the Hawdaj. The Hawdaj is like a small room, it's a box that the woman gets, and this box is positioned on the top, on the back of the camel, and the woman sits there, and there is one who drives the camel. You never see a woman driving, yani riding on the camel and driving the camel along. No. And they can't see the incident of Aisha radiallahu anha. They used to write like this. Not just sit on the camel and drive the camel. No. She has to have a servant. That is how Islam treats the woman. And they say it's a tradition, Arab tradition. No, it's not Arab tradition. This is a lie. Arab before Islam, they did not used to have this restrictions with women. No. The Arab before Islam, they use when the father has two wives and he dies, the eldest son of the first wife inherits the second wife of his father. Inherits her. Like any piece of furniture. Islam came and stopped that. Said, no. This is your auntie. You have to respect her. Islam came to people who used to bury girls alive. Alive. Because they did not like women. Not they did not like women as to enjoy. No. They used to enjoy. They used to have singers, women, dancers. But they did not like women as a daughter. Because she's going to bring him shame. So they used to bury her alive. Islam came and said, no, this is not permissible. Whoever does that will go to the hellfire. So Islam came with all good for women. And then I said, they say all these silly things that the woman at the time of Rasulullah used to go out without hijab, used to ride the camel alone, used to travel. Like if we and the woman are so illiterate, we can never read the books of hadith, the books of history, to see and to examine their speech if it is true or false. Yani they tell us like that, like if they know more than us about this. They are driving the woman to the hell. You know why? Simply because they found Islam obligate them to serve the woman and they want to get rid of that. They don't want any obligation over themselves towards the woman. So they started fighting Islam. Fighting in Islam. Then they claim that they are the ones who supporting women. Not Islam, not the ulama. But they themselves. And then I asked a couple of questions. Is driving the car for women going to bring her out of the feeling of nervous whenever she is in the menses? Because once the woman in the menses, she is not normal. She doesn't feel normal. That's why we give more respect and relax, and you know, we even Islam doesn't ask her to do what she used to do in the normal times, like fasting, praying. Is driving the car for a woman going to release her from the difficulties and tiredness when she is pregnant? Or when she is breastfeeding her baby? And now I ask, imagine a woman now driving her car and her baby sitting in the baby seat at the back, and the baby cries, wants milk. One of two things. Either this woman, as usual, solid heart, let him cry, she's only enjoying driving. She's only enjoying driving. Or that she's going to park aside, and now she puts herself in the risk. She puts herself in the risk now. And I mean it, risk of rape. And this is so common. And the West, where they claim the rights for women. But in Islam, it says that she has to sit at the back seat with her baby, and her servant, husband, father, uncle, brother, son, drives. When the baby cries, she just breastfeeds him. Easy. Very simple. And the baby is comfortable, the one that is comfortable, and even me, I'm comfortable to drive my wife, or my daughter, or whatsoever. And then I said, I'll just remind you all people of what we mentioned in the last Friday, the hadith that is reported by Imam Ahmad ibn Majah al-Hakim, and authenticated by Albani, where the Prophet ﷺ said, سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ سَنَوَاتُ خَدَّعَاتِ. There will come years of deception. That people will believe the liar, the one that they know. They know that this is the liar. But they will believe him. Like today, these people who claim right for women, everyone knows that they are liars. But yet they believe them. And the one, the honest one, is made to be or accepted to be as honest one. The liar one to be accepted as honest one. And the honest one to be taken as a liar. And the one who is trustworthy would be suspected of being untrustworthy, of deception, or cheating. And the one who is really untrustworthy and a man of deception would be taken as a person who is trustworthy. And then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وَيَنْتَقُ فِيَ الرُّوَيْبِضَ. الرُّوَيْبِضَ is يعني a way of يعني the Arab used to show someone smaller or little. So Ruwaybida is a tasghir of Rabid. Rabid is the one who remains seated. Yani like a turtle, doesn't move, very slow to move. Meaning he's very slow in seeking knowledge, in knowing knowledge. And not normal slow, he's Ruwaybid. He's not Rabid who's slow, but he's Ruwaybid. Very little, very small, very slow in seeking knowledge. But he speaks in the matters that worries the whole ummah. And the matter that worries the whole ummah. So we are in this time. If not, then when are these seers going to be found? That was all about the khutbah today. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad ala sahbihi.